Is this your house or is this your house? If you need less of this and more of this, then you need to see the Peaceful Mind Specialist at Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas. Enhance your calm with a little help of your very own Bullfrog Spa. Bullfrog Spas are manufactured right here in Utah and offer a revolutionary hot tub experience that's inexpensive to run and easy to care for. Plus, you can customize your hot tub with Bullfrog Spa's exclusive interchangeable jetpack system. It gets even better because the Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas, they have a private testing room. You can get the swimsuits on to try out a Bullfrog Spa and choose your own therapeutic massage. So it's your choice. A peaceful mind, peaceful body, and peaceful home at Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas. 1333 East Red Hills Parkway. Oh, yeah.
The virus we're fighting is gullibility. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Now, as someone who's been hammered for bucking Dr. Fauci and the medical herd mentality, is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Even your critics tend to give you props for your handling of the virus, but you know, the liberals in your state are annoyed because they like to be masked up and they like to do mask shaming. So tonight, will you give them just a little space to do some more mask shaming in your state, Governor?
Well, a couple things, Laura. Look, we obviously have local governments that do certain things, but the reason why some of those places are booming is because I came in many months ago and said, every Floridian has a right to work and every business has a right to be open. You can't close people down. And as soon as we did that, you started to see those places really thrive. But I also think, just generally speaking, and this is true going forward, health guidelines should be advisory. So it's totally fine for a health department to recommend certain things, but you should not have these things be mandated. You shouldn't have fines. Heck, Laura, there's some places in the U.S. where they actually could throw you in jail for not wearing a mask. Give me a break. And so we believe in advisory nature. They're free to advise what they want to, but you're not allowed to lock anybody down. You're not allowed to shut any business down.
Hi there, welcome, Kate Daly Show. Hope you had a great Easter. I do, I hope it was fabulous. I hope you went out, I hope you did everything that you would normally do, let's hope. And I really do, I hope it was enjoyable, you had time with family and friends, and you completely ignored your government and your health department. I really do. They're all nuts. Anyway. So, you are welcome to call in. Uncle Milty isn't back quite yet, but we're working on that. And I have Dr. Pesta today. A lot of great guests this week, and I really hope you do call in. Gary Wayne will join me on the 16th of April. He's got a really interesting theory about, it goes into biblical, but it's about what kind of people we were before the flood, what we got to. Anyway, so that'll be on April 16th. That'll be really interesting, right? I love interesting radio. I want to hear what people have to say and why they're saying it. Of course, give us a call. By the way, get over to Garage Doors Only. These guys are fantastic at what they do, and you can get the best garage door. They only specialize in this. This is what makes them so great. And you're going to get the best customer service. Everything that the locality of being a local business is just amazing to work with, because you've got the customer service, the know-how, the great service people. And they did mine and they were fantastic. So, and honest. And I love these guys. So Garage Doors Only on Bluff. Fantastic, fantastic business. Liberty Conference is coming up. I wanted to mention that. That's on Saturday. And please come. This is also, I think, serving as a fundraiser to Liberty Action Coalition. But this event's going to be just awesome. I'm speaking there. Not that that makes it awesome. That, I don't know what that makes it. But I'm telling you, you've got to come. It's going to be great. And There are several speakers, Scott Bradley, Ben McClintock, and I'll tell you, it's going to be a fun event. It starts in the afternoon. It starts at noon, is registration, to 1 p.m., and then the welcome is at 1 p.m. that day. And so this is just such a great thing to come to and be around like-minded people. It's $10 per person or $20 a family. This is a great thing to get your youth to as well. Because we're going to be discussing all of our uniting of efforts for liberty. What a great day this is going to be. So starting noon to one is registration this Saturday. And we're going to have some terrific, terrific speakers. This is at Red Lion Hotel on Bluff Street. Down here in St. George. So make sure that you come this Saturday, April 10th. Put that on your schedules. And then also seemysmile.org. Seemysmile.org. If you're really looking to have your kids go maskless to school, this is the organization that can help you do that. And honestly, these kids need to take off the masks. I think it is harming them more than we could ever imagine right now. And I don't think we're going to see the fallout of that for a while. But when you're breathing in all that stuff all day long, 8 hours a day, can you even imagine? Not even to mention the psychological abuse. So please, the school district's not going to look out for you. We already know that. They've already pretty much picked their side. They'll do anything they're asked to do. I don't even know why we have them, personally. And then it's not like the schools are standing up individually because they're going to go with what the district says. So the parents need to step up. You parents out there, please step up. I'm begging you, take those masks off your kids and send them off to school. It's probably the best thing you can do right now. Seemysmile.org for more information on that. And some things that your child could give to the teacher too. It's so helpful. So you're welcome to call up with, discoveries you've made, things that are alarming to you. I was looking and at the fact that Nicaragua, and I thank you, whoever sent this to me, Nicaragua. So Ben Swan did a piece on this and, Truth in Media. And he said, you know, the country of Nicaragua never instituted a lockdown, never required masks. Nothing. They did not have a big problem there. Yeah. Isn't it always interesting to kind of hear this after the fact, after the year has gone down, and you realize that there are places that just never did anything about this and they're completely fine? And you wonder why the independent then here in America would come out with this kind of profound rhetoric from the propaganda machine. If you, this is the title, if you won't carry a vaccine passport, do us all a favor and stay home. How do you guys feel about this? And here's the byline to it. We are in a war against COVID. A war? A war against COVID? And he said, so I'm afraid certain civil liberties will have to be curtailed. It's not really much to ask. It's not much to ask. You get zero freedom unless you take the vaccine. That's not much to ask. You don't get to do anything that you find enjoyable. You probably won't get to fly. You probably won't get to do all these things because these are all the things they're instituting right now. Can you even imagine this? I can't. I just can't. And so he literally uses the word war. What war? Look around you right now. What war are we in? This is as bad as people are coming to get us at the White House, and so they built the fence. So here it is. This is what the Independent says. If we are to treat this war on COVID-19, then it should be a total war. Certain civil liberties have to be curtailed in such a circumstance. It might be, quote unquote, un-British to have to carry a, quote unquote, vaccine passport. But there's nothing especially patriotic about lying in an intensive care unit fighting for breath either. Can you believe this statement? Then he goes on to say, we have a right to live as we wish, but no right to live in a way that endangers other people. Look around you. There's no evidence of a pandemic. And this guy's basically equating it to, you're either a patriot. There's nothing patriotic about lying in an intensive care unit. How many people are lying in intensive care units right now in America? Not very many. During flu season, not very many. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
You know, Kate, I went into the emergency room 2 weeks ago Sunday mm-hmm. with a heart attack.
Oh, no.
And, well, you know, life happens.
Jeez.
Nobody said anything about testing for COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody said absolutely, there was nobody there with any sort of COVID symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
It was just totally dead.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was running around like we were in a pandemic. And what we're facing here is just a plague. It's not a war, it's a plague. A plague of lies.
Yep.
A plague of deception.
A plague of lies, yep. So
and
true.
As long as you buy the false dialogue, as long as people buy the false dialogue, they're going to be pushed and shoved as far as they can be.
Mm-hmm.
You got to say no.
Yep. I agree. I agree with you. Thank you for that.
I know. I'm preaching to the choir.
Oh, I totally agree with you. Thank you so much. Yeah, he's right. Yes. So then Fauci comes out and says federal government won't mandate vaccine passports. They might not ever have to. The states are willing to pick up the task, aren't they? It's so disgusting. It's just so disgusting. Airline Trade Group, though, is saying COVID-19 vaccine should not be mandated for international travel. Wisconsin governor asks court to force Sidney Powell and Trump to pay over $100,000. Yeah. Biden, of course, these are just some of the headlines. Higher tax won't drive corporations away. Really? The puppetry in office is just so gross. It's just so gross. People wonder who the they is. All your bureaucrats, your bankers, there's so many in the they group that are doing all of this right now. But yeah, Wisconsin asked asked the court to pay to make Sidney Powell and Trump pay over $100,000 in legal fees regarding the state's presidential election results. Man, I wish more people out there would be discussing election fraud and keep doing it. Honestly, Scientific Proof, the movie at Mike Lindell's website, goes over the actual software, what actually happened in the states that was so manipulated. If you really want to watch a great hour, watch Scientific Proof. It's on MikeLindellTV.com. But you have to type it into the search bar, because if you just Google that phrase, Mike Lindell TV, it won't go to anything. So you have to type it, MikeLindellTV.com. Do that and go there, because I am telling you, it's so strange. So there's a new ban in California. Petaluma is putting through this new ban. I want to talk about that. Some court cases. All kinds of stuff coming up. So don't go anywhere. But and call in 888-673-1450. I'd love to hear from you. It's just completely amazing with this vaccine passport. What's going on with people? I can't even tell you. Trump called for a boycott of Coca-Cola. And believe me, people aren't buying it. They're buying Pepsi. I'm not kidding. But go look at store shelves right now. Anyway, I'll be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. No, this is the Kate Daly Show.
Georgian football, he got monkey finger. He shoot Coca-Cola. He said, I know you. You know me. One thing I can tell you is you got to be free. Come together.
Hi, Ben. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Oh, get over to Tropical. Go get a bullfrog hot tub. And let me just tell you, today's the last day you can get up to $800 off. So go over to Tropical. What are you waiting for? Tropical Fiberglass Pool and Spa. They have the best swim spas. They've got the Bullfrog hot tub. I'm telling you, Bullfrog is the best because it's the easiest to operate. It is the one with all the different seat heights in it to accommodate any height, and also the removable jet packs in the back. It's just so, and you can control the jets. You can control how much pressure is coming out. It's just so good. I can't tell you enough. Get over to Tropical Pool and Spa. You'll love these guys. And up to $800 off. This is the last day. Make sure you take advantage of it. I'm gonna say open phone lines right now. 888-673-1450. What's on your mind? I'd love to hear from you. Definitely open phone lines. And also, just a couple of things that I want to mention, too, while you're calling in. I loved it. Trump put out a statement, "Happy Easter to all, including the radical left crazies who rigged our presidential election and want to destroy our country." That's so great. Anyway, I just... I love it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
I think we're witnessing the biggest mind screw in history.
Yeah, we are.
But they're doing it to children.
Yeah.
And that's beyond.
Yeah, anything beyond I can comprehend.
Anything.
Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, it's sick. It's sick. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Go right ahead. Sure.
Thank you. Yeah, I just got out of Costco, and of course, I'm like you. I never wear a mask.
Sure.
Trying to be bold.
What happened?
And I didn't get called out on anything or any harassment.
Uh-huh.
Then near the back of the store, some young kid came up to me and said, "I need to wear a mask." I showed him my paper,
mm-hmm.
my ADA paper.
Mm-hmm.
And on my phone, I downloaded your picture of the ADA law.
Good.
And he said, "Well, you have to talk to the manager." So every day I have to choose how many battles I want to fight. Like
well,
you. So
well,
I went to the manager and they said, "Well, you can wear a face shield."
Oh
my
gosh.
Get those out. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
Costco and Harmon's, I don't go in. I won't put up with their Nazi behavior. I can't condone it. So I don't even go in. But I commend you for trying.
Well, thank you very much. And,
you bet.
Kudos to you for leading the charge.
Oh, well, you betcha.
I did tell Costco, I won't shop here anymore. I just can't handle it.
Yep. I'm so glad you did that. Thank you for that. Yeah, I thank you for your call too. Yeah, I there's a couple places. Harmon's, never again. I'll never ever go there again, and I won't go to inside Costco. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi.
Sam calling. How
hey,
are you?
Hey, I'm good, Sam. What's on your mind?
Good. Well, first of all, looking forward to when Uncle Milty comes back.
I know. Me too.
I just love it when he bounces stuff off of you and he just gets you rolling up in a ball laughing. I think that's the greatest thing. And we miss that.
But, yes.
Anyway, main reason for calling, I wanted to mention that so far Missouri is still sane.
Oh, well, that's
I've
good.
I've been doing some research and discovered that not only is our governor here not wanting vaccine passports here, but apparently the state capital here, as far as the state house,
mm-hmm.
is moving to pass legislation that would ban the use of passports as a condition of being able to shop or employment or whatever the case may be. So I'm keeping a close eye on that. But I just thought I would mention that in case we have any other Missouri listeners out there listening, whether it be through me or through your stream or whatever,
mm-hmm.
They would know that this is currently going on, and I just urge everybody to keep encouraging the state house here to keep that going. So well, here's another state that's at least so far looking to be sane, at least on this subject.
I agree with you. Thank you for that. Really appreciate your call, Sam. I'm with you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. It's great to be with you on the radio.
Awesome.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
I happen to be, like you, a
mm-hmm.
member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. What would happen if you heard more of President Oaks and others
mm-hmm.
at General Conference talk about the Gedeonton robbers and our freedoms being taken away?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think they are not doing that? Do you think it's only because of 501c3? But I think it would help the situation if they started doing it, talking about our freedoms and the Constitution. What do you think?
I'll take you off the air to answer that. I had some mixed reactions to Dallin Oaks's talk on the Constitution, too. I wanted to kind of offer that up. I mean, most of that speech was awesome. I think it was all about the Constitution. He served as a clerk to the U.S. Supreme Court. He was also on Utah Supreme Court as a judge. He offered up some great things. He called it a democratic republic one time, and then another time called it a democracy. So every time somebody says democracy, I go, but I also thought that it might, the only thing that bothered me was maybe a little bit more of an excuse for those that vote for people that do not align with their value system and saying that it was okay to do that. So there was that comment, which I thought, and that you can't always agree with everything they stand for, but it's okay to support them. Well, when it comes to abortion, when it comes to all of these things and basically the communist takeover in our country, that's something I can't support. And so, he left that up to interpretation on how you interpret that. And maybe it's the minor things versus the major things. I don't know. But generally, I think the talk was really good about the government knowing its role. And I think that he talked really eloquently about that. So I really liked that a lot and appreciated that. And there was some great talks. We had like a church conference this weekend, if people are wondering why we're talking about this. But there were some great comments made about the right to life, about abortion and things, and adoption. They centered on adoption, which I love too. I'll take a phone call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon.
Hi there.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing okay. Hey, I just wanted to share something with you.
Sure.
I had a phone call, actually it was a FaceTime call with a friend of mine in the UK today, and we talked about a lot of different things, and he was totally blown away with what I explained to him about how things are actually truly happening here, because the narrative that they give the UK is so biased and so one-sided, and I would tell him something, and he goes, I had no idea that's what it was, you know, and talking about the difference between liberals and conservatives and how, you know, they have a completely different idea of what those are in the UK. And you know, it was just amazing to me. We talked for probably 2 hours, and it was just amazing to me how tainted his view of what was going on here in the U.S. is.
So were they feeding him, the level of propaganda that says we're all on board with this? Is it that?
No, no, it's not that. They're giving them just enough information that we are all bad, and that Christians are bad, and that we're not wanting to stand up with our government, and we're wanting to do this, and the whole gun thing, and they were, you know, and I told him about how strict our gun laws actually are. If our government would just follow them, it wouldn't be an issue. And, and he goes, I have no clue. And, you know, and I asked him about the laws over there, and he chuckled, and he says, well, I belong to a gun club, but the highest caliber weapon I can shoot is a .22.
Wow.
Yeah. Really interesting. Okay. Really interesting conversation. And you know, it amazes me how bad the media twists things around to other places in the world to talk about what's going on here in our country.
I totally agree. Thanks.
Yeah, you know, I talked to him about.
What's that?
He had no idea that even happened.
You talked to him about what? That you cut out.
About, you know, how Portland, how they had the Chaz in Portland, the autonomous zone, and in Seattle and stuff, and he, no clue that even happened. And he says, well, what is that? And I had to explain it to him. And about defunding the police. He had no clue about, you know, Minnesota wanted to defund the police and, you know, all these different things.
Okay.
And the Colorado shooting recently, how Colorado broke every single gun law that they have on the books. In that whole situation.
Okay.
It's just amazing to me.
Thank you. Really appreciate the call. Interesting. Yeah. The news is, I can't believe people even give it credit anymore or talk about it anymore, the mainstream, because the mainstream's everywhere. I also wanted to tell you that Dallin H. Oakes also gave another talk and called the same thing, defending our divinely inspired Constitution, back in 1992. That was very, very good as well. So if you want to check those out, he said a lot of really great things that I was really proud of, and I was really glad he addressed the Constitution. At all. I was really glad to hear that. We just, there was just a couple of twinges where I went, well, what does he mean by that? You know, but that's me though. That's how I walk through a talk. So I just wanted to say that as well. There was another talk by him that you might want to look up, because you can look up the text of it if you put in 1992 defending the divinely inspired Constitution. It was really good. But I thought overall it was a good talk. And I thought all the talks were pretty wonderful, actually. It was 2 days of kind of being spiritually fed, which was really, really nice. Really nice. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I'd just like to talk a little bit about Dallin Oaks, just briefly. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to know, people know that he actually, when he was Chief Justice for Earl Warren, who was one of the most liberal Supreme Court justices there was, and so he grew up with Earl Warren as a clerk, so that's where he come from, is from a very liberal Supreme Court, and his mother died when he was 8 years old, and so they grew up during a kind of poverty. So mm-hmm. that, I'm sure a lot of his liberal tendencies mm-hmm. lean towards how he grew up.
The belief that it's
still era and those type of things. So I just want to
thank you.
Make people aware that he grew up in a time of when Democrats said, "Well, take care of you and all that stuff." So
thank you.
I don't want people to get hung up on those things. So
thank you very much. I really appreciate that. I agree. And that the Constitution, he thinks, you know, is more of a document that still needs to be, you know, added to because of what we're up against. I just wish that we would adhere to the principles in the Constitution. The principles in the Constitution are very specific, and that part's really hard, because a lot of people in those shoes that he was just talking about will talk about it as, that certainly couldn't meet everything that we're up against now. Well, the principles can, though. The principles can. The principles are enduring, so that's important to know. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show, and you have about 30 seconds. Go for it.
I have a question, and then you can answer it off air.
Okay.
When I heard on the radio that if Joe Biden stays in for 2 years and 10 minutes, Kamala can be vice president, or actually get in to be president for 10 years consecutively. Is that true?
I have never heard that. Okay, I've never heard that. Thank you. I have never heard that. So I don't think that's true. The Constitution stipulates certain things. No, a 10-year term. No. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
You call me a redneck, a reckon that I am, but this thing's going on, the man down to the core. I have to work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the street, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. Tell our kids to just say no, and then some panty-waist judge lets a drug dealer go. He slaps him on the wrist and he turns it back out on the town.
Hi there, Simple Man.
If I had my way with people selling dope, take a big
Charlie Daniels Band. Welcome back. Open phone lines, 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. And make sure you get over to Dixie Chiropractic. I love the name Dixie. I just love the name Dixie. What can I say? But Dixie Chiropractic, state-of-the-art facility, only $99 to do an assessment, full assessment. And I love that. That's the initial offer for new patients. They do spine spine pain, disc problems, car accidents. I mean, you name it, arthritis. They have a wonderful ozone effective treatment for that. And that delivers a localized dose of oxygen to the tissues. Neuropathy, they help with that. Just so many different things that it's just, they do amazing work. They even worked on my husband. Just awesome. They're just awesome. Dr. Ward Wagner, what can I say? Make sure that you go to him for any chiropractic care that you're needed. DixieChiro.com at 673-1443. All right, I'll take a call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey there. I have two things for you.
Sure.
Chris Ann Hall did address that issue quite a while back. She said if Biden serves more than half of his term, Kamala could complete his term.
Oh, I see.
Two on her own.
I see. Well, I guess, yeah, in that capacity, yes. I mean, yeah. I kind of figured that she would be taking over. Well, anyway, I mean, yes, technically, I guess. Okay, go ahead.
10 years of her, oh boy. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Sam was talking about the free part of Missouri. We're in the tyrannical St. Louis County.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say the county council refused to override our little tyrant. The federal court refused to override our little tyrant, and even our state legislature, as good as they're doing, nine Republicans voted with the Democrats to let him keep his power for 4 more years.
Ooh, we're seeing a lot of that. We're seeing so much of that.
I mean, Sam was in the free part of the state. Unfortunately, we're not.
Yeah.
And
jeez.
By the way, Sam's, Walmart, Target, Aldi's, Dollar Tree, so forth, they will work good with me without wearing a mask as long as I come in during senior hours. It's the little businesses I'm having to fight with in this crazy area.
Interesting.
But the corporate are working fine. So it's just kind of the reverse from like what you are dealing with.
Right, right. Well, thank you. Really
I
appreciate that.
It depends on the manager because I talked to the manager and he goes, can you come during senior hours? I said, yes. He goes, that's fine. He says, just tell him I said it was all right and keep my name and number and it worked out great.
Hey, I like that. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I mean, I've noticed there are some local businesses even here that are really caught up in the propaganda to the tune of they love to just scream at you, you know, shame you. It's really bizarre. They haven't gotten the hint, I guess. Read the memo, if you will. It's disturbing. It's disturbing that after a year, we're still here with people being this gullible. Because that's really the virus. The virus is gullibility, stupidity. People are just, they just keep believing in that mask. Amazing. And, you know, when I talk to people off the air about, you know, what's coming, you know, we know that we're going to have some sort of cyber event that, and we're starting to see some of these cyber attacks, right? Facebook phone numbers were leaked out, right? Instagram. Anyway, so we're starting to, you know, I think this is going to step up a lot more. I think that they are gearing up for some kind of cyber attack, not to completely crash the economy that quick, but to then kind of make it so that we have to have new safeguards, quote unquote, put in. Does that make sense? More safeguard type of things that involve the absence of our and the destroying of our privacy. So I see that happening because that really right now would be their desire in having a cyber attack come to fruition because then they can install all kinds of things, measures, right, that we would never be okay with. So watch that to happen. They're having their big conference in June, the UN, Klaus Schwab, all these very peculiar little evil people get together and decide what's coming next. And whenever they have a training, you better be looking at what they're training to do. They trained to have a COVID, and boy, did it come in just a few months after their training in New York. So just kind of keep an eye on that. I'll talk a little bit about China real estate bubble, the China real estate bubble that could affect us too. I definitely think it's the Chinese that are buying up the homes in California, though, that we have a lot of people coming here. And then when they take money out of their country, then they get these tax. That's how they get the tax break is to pull the money out and they have to buy in a foreign land. Because you wonder, well, who in the world are cashing out these people in California and on the coast, right? Doesn't make sense. Because those are places that obviously so much bad press that you're not going to have a lot of people clamoring to go to Cali. Well, when the Chinese can buy up the coast, very interesting. They started being able to buy property. I don't know if you realize this. They could own their own homes after the year. I think it was 1988. And so this bubble that they're in right now might become very interesting, where it's in regards to us. So that'll be in the last hour as well. What else was I going to talk about? I'm trying to think. Canada. Canada is sending COVID-positive travelers, which basically means positive for cold, even though you're not even sick. Okay, just a positive. And then think about all the over 80 to 90% false positives that we get because the test is magnified so much, okay? So Canadians returning to their country must be tested before and after takeoff. If their results come back positive, they're going to be required to immediately quarantine in a designated government facility. The government is locking people up without a trial in Canada. According to the Canadian government, anyone who attempts to avoid detention in a government internment facility could face a $1 million fine and 3 years in prison. A member of the parliament warned that it could take hours to book these government-sanctioned hotels and that food and water are not always available. The doors on some of the internment facilities don't lock. Detainees have no way to protect themselves while they sleep, which has led to a sexual assault. At the same time, the government's clamping down on its own citizens. The country will welcome 400,000 new immigrants over the next 8 months who will be exempt from quarantine, of course. So there's that. You can go to Ed Griffin's site to read more about this. There was also a piece on Tucker about this as well. Trudeau, I'm loving the word reset, of course. He's a little puppet, will do whatever he's told to do. Gets a little pat on the head, you know, from these groups. Anyway, he said this pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset. He loves that word. This is our chance to accelerate our pre-pandemic efforts to reimagine economic systems that actually address global challenges like extreme poverty, inequality, and climate change. Oh, good heavens. You know, the word global has been tossed around a lot this weekend, and you know, we are a sovereign country, okay? You can be as global as you want to be. Maybe religion is global. There's certain things that are global, but that doesn't mean that you're a globalist, and it doesn't mean that you're part of this type of overhauling, reset, change that they would like to have happen. Because what they want to have happen in the name of globalism is New World Order. That's what it's all about. So, you know, I think sometimes people get confused about globalism, what it is. And there's a lot of people out there that go, well, globalism isn't the biggest deal. We're a global world. Well, sure we are. But we have a set of laws here that are different than they are globally that I'd kind of like to keep. We have a governing document that's very different than any other constitution. I'd sure like to adhere to it. And as far as being global, you know, you don't need to be a globalist. A globalist is somebody that wants to change the world into a one world government at the helm. A globalist wants to impose taxation and fines and prison sentences on all kinds of things, including the climate change initiatives that they want to have happen in the name of climate change, which is ridiculous. We have nothing to do with it. You can't human cause climate change. You cannot change it, just like you can't change the sun coming up tomorrow. You can't change it. No amount of taxation is going to change the sun coming up tomorrow. Although Gates would really love to do his little sun experiment. He really would. Maybe I'll talk about that with Dr. Pesta. But honestly, think about it. Think about what globalists want to do. California, by the way, city of Petaluma is first in the U.S. to ban new gas stations in line with UN Agenda 2030. Yep, Sonoma County, 35 miles north of San Francisco, first city in the U.S. to ban the construction of new gas stations. City officials are arguing that not building any more gas stations will help reduce carbon emissions to zero by 2030. Just right in line with United Nations Agenda 2030 and World Economic Forum stated goals. The goal is to destroy this the country's sovereignty and unite us, right, under one umbrella. So last fall, Newsom signed an executive order to ban the sale of new gas-powered cars in the state by 2035, 14 years from now. Berkeley, several cities in California have banned or planning to ban the use of natural gas in new homes and businesses. Yeah, electricity in California is already a problem with all the rolling blackouts. This, too, you can read more about it on Ed Griffin's site. It's just stunning, right? This has to be why the Chinese are buying homes for full price and not, you just won't find a ton of people going to California because it's this kind of nonsense. In fact, people are trying to get out as fast as they can. That's why they're all coming here. Yeah, just don't bring your politics with you if you're moving from California, please. I didn't. It can be done, I promise. So we have that. I also want to play a clip from Utopia. There's a lot of people talking about the amount of miscarriages going on, the deaths. The deaths, I think, are over 2,400 deaths now, just in 2.5 months from the vaccine that nobody wants to talk about or the shot that no one wants to talk about. So we keep having all of this stuff. And then, of course, Deagle.com, that website, putting out that by the year, Deagle.com, a private non-governmental online source of military capabilities, right? They have predicted their forecast for 2025, a steep and unexplained decline in U.S. population from 31 million to 99 million. Two-thirds wiped out. 7 out of 10 Americans alive in 2021 will not be alive in 2025. A 70% decline. Think about that. This is from Bill Sardi. Yeah. Strange, right? Why are they? Why are they doing that? It's scary. It's scary because people will take this vaccine and they'll be sick, have a heart attack, get Bell's palsy, a number of things, die. Those that are fine when exposed to illness later on might have some very, very big problems, including all of those things. Happen to them once exposed to more illness, which we're always going to have. You can't eradicate illness. The cold, the flu, by the way, the flu has been eradicated. It's nonsense. So right now, World Stats is saying that 8,700 people, only 8,700 people in all of America, 331 million people, only 8,700 are even considered serious, but this is because of the flu, not because of COVID, the flu. They're naming it COVID, but it's definitely the flu because we have not eradicated the flu, but only 8,700 people. And we're talking about vaccine passports, you guys. We're talking about the fact that you can't enter stores, possibly go anywhere, travel, all of those things because of a passport that you have to show. Completely unconstitutional, 100%. So articles from The Independent coming out that say it's not a lot to ask. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. We're not losing our liberty. It just cracks me up. The same people that want vaccine passports don't want a voter ID. Something really wrong with that. You have to ask yourself, why do they want you to take it this badly? Be right back with Dr. Duke Pesta. Don't go anywhere.